All right, to a thrilling finish. King Crimson with 21st Century Schizoid Man, including Mirrors, from In the Court of the Crimson King. And prior to that, Brian Eno, we played 1/1 from Ambient 1, Music for Airports. That's, of course, not the entire track. I'm not going to play like 17 minutes of it, but we got a nice 7-minute taste of it. Roxy Music's Tara from Avalon. Radiohead, this is kind of an extended set. I just kept rolling. You know, I just figured I'd just keep on going. Radiohead's Black Star from The Bends. John Cage, I hate playing that track. Imaginary Landscape number 3, all these false starts and stops. And I don't know, I thought my phone was acting up. I didn't know what was happening. Roxy Music India started off the set. So I want to play India and Tara. So those are kind of both like, you know, instrumental tracks. I think India is sort of like a... Well, Tara is more of like an unfinished track. And I think India is kind of like a... you know, and Tara is more of like a an improv from Andy McKay on the sax. India is more of experimental. So I wanted to play that and also get into some ambient stuff because there's quite a bit of a mention of Brian Eno's post-Roxy material. In addition, that was sort of the direction he was heading. The one of the first bands to split from Creative Differences. That's one that became a cliche. I believe the Beatles were the first. And so we did that, and then we had King Crimson. So, you know, what's funny is that I also wanted to mention when the book talks about when they were on tour and in support of Avalon. There was not a lot of support at first as they continued to stay out on the road, and the album started to get better and better reviews. More people started to come, and it was kind of a groundswell was built gradually. You know, the music itself, it wasn't something, it was... You know, it wasn't like this, like, synth-poppy stuff. It was sort of it wasn't, like, an easy thing to hear or to grasp at first. It was kind of like music to listen to after the party's over. That's sort of how it's described in the book. And that doesn't, like, always score with people immediately. But certainly upon further listens, and as the years have gone on, the record has gotten more and more respect. And so it's good that we're having taking some time here to enjoy it. Next, let's hear another track from Avalon. This is The Space Between, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me. We'll be right back. True to Life from Avalon, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We're having a show devoted to Avalon, the not just the record, but the book written about the record on the 33 and 3rd series, written by Simon Morrison. And before that, we had Charlie Parker, Love for Sale, Andy McKay and the Metaphors with Waterloo Sunset from London, Paris, New York, Rome, and Roxy Music's The Space Between. From Avalon, started things off, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So the book spends a lot of time talking about each artist's solo stuff. So we have Brian Ferry's solo stuff, and we have Phil Manzanera's solo stuff, and also Andy McKay. And so there's several pages on each, and I was kind of getting lost. I was wondering why we were digging, like going down this rabbit hole into like the solo projects of each. I guess the argument was supposed to be that the record influenced everybody who was part of it. Such that their solo stuff was deeply affected. I don't know. It wasn't like made apparent in the book. In fact, there was a lot of like heavy like musical technical discussion, which kind of lost me, seeing as I'm not a musician. Like about sharps and flats and all kinds of I don't know, whatever. All right. Anyway, Charlie Parker. It's good to get jazz in there because Brian Ferry is like he's more of like a he had this section of his career where he was doing jazz or he was doing vocal stuff, like almost like lounge music. I mean, you can just picture him in like a white dinner jacket and the black, you know, bow tie. That's a big part of who he is. So we needed that all sort of makes sense to me, really. And we're not done with the solo stuff of each of the artists in Roxy Music. We're going to hear from Phil Manzanera. He's the only one. Well, Brian Ferry, we'll get to that, I promise. This is Phil Manzanera, lead guitar, and his group. Well, actually, it's just his solo project. This is Tomorrow Never Knows, a live track from 801 Live, 1000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. I could show you in words if I wanted to. A window on the world with a lovely view. With an open book beside, like you read in school. It's so easy, believe me, when you need fun. I'd do anything in turn you want. Is it raining in New York, down Fifth Avenue, and off Broadway after dark? Love the lights, don't you? I could walk you through the park if you're feeling blue, or whatever, spring, summer, whenever. I'd do anything to turn you on. Anything to turn you on.
To turn you on from Roxy Music's Avalon, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. And prior to that, it was Tuatha AG with Thyroid. I like that one. Wish I had known about that one. I had fans of, for our friends of mine who are fans of old R&B, 80s and 90s R&B, they would have liked that one quite a bit. Prior to that, While My Heart Is Still Beating, also from Avalon, and Brian Ferry's Slave to Love. Started things off, it was Phil Manzanera with Tomorrow Never Knows. That was a Beatles cover. You know, I thought it might have been, but I wasn't really sure. A live version of that from 801 Live. He's, of course, the lead guitarist on Avalon. And you've joined me here tonight on a night devoted to Avalon, or a book devoted to Avalon, another in the 33 and a third series. This is the 155th volume. It's pretty impressive. They have like 160 books or something like that. I think I've read like 50 of them, something like that. And I've done a show about every one I've read. So it's impressive stuff, I know. We want to get in one more song before we do our final track of the night. This is going to be Chic. You know, it's funny, I was calling them Chick all these years. This is Chic with Good Times, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Alright, obviously we don't have enough time to play all of this song and our final Roxy Music song, which is the title track from Avalon. It's a great track, and you know, we played Tuatha Ege earlier because she sings backup on this. So we wanted to give equal props to her and also to the other members of the band. Great track here, Avalon. We'll say goodbye until next week on this final track here. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me.
There's no